This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre joins us now from her kitchen in Port Stewart. Have you done any Joe Wicks over the last 8 weeks?
I'm still laughing about your glute. I've never heard of that.
Did you know where your glutes were?
No, I've heard people, especially people from Tyrone, talking about their glute.
Really?
I never knew what they were talking about. But now I do. The John Toll Show,
glutes.
Where everything becomes clear.
There you go. It's one of those things. At the beginning of all this, I said, right, you know, you think, right, I'm going to achieve something here over the next few weeks. I'm gonna learn a new language. I'm going to, you know, learn to play the flute, and I'm going to be fitter and healthier, and I'm going to walk 10K every day and all the rest. And not much of that has happened, to be honest. And I have studiously avoided the Joe Wicks thing altogether. I haven't once laid down in my own kitchen and watched a man shouting at me on the laptop.
No chance. That's a wee bit much. When you get to our age, you know, that kind of thing can be dangerous.
But I've made lovely food, I have to say, and I'm looking forward to this.
Good.
Barbecue. This is barbecue chicken thighs with a cider mop and Alabama white barbecue sauce. Sounds intriguing.
This is sort of a dish. Now, I have to say, I'm inside. I'm not outside. I knew this morning when the barbecue cover was missing, but it maybe might be a wee bit windy. So if anybody's walking on the beach in Ballycastle, sees a barbecue cover, it's mine. Okay,
it's blown from Port Stewart.
It's that kind of windy today. I had this lovely romantic notion, because it's National Barbecue Week, to stand out outside this morning, you know, on barbecue. But but I'm inside, and this dish works equally well. I did it on a grill pan, you know, those wee ridged pans, so you get the same sort of idea. And I'm going to do like a barbecue chicken. So I'm using boneless thighs with the skin on, or you could use chicken breasts with the skin on, but the skin's very important here. And then, because that'll crisp up, and then we're going to use this mop to make it nice and moist. But on the barbecue, on the chicken, John, I have smoked paprika. I've got English mustard powder. If you don't have smoked paprika, just use a wee bit of paprika, but cut it down. I have lots of black pepper, a wee tiny bit of sugar, some salt, and then garlic powder.
So it's a wet sauce. It's a dry marinade.
That's it. We're rub it in. And then I've got a hot pan here, and you don't need to put any oil into the pan. And if you're doing this on your barbecue, just put it straight onto your grill. So you don't need any oil because of the fat and the chicken. And you can hear that kind of sparkling away there. So nice high heat to begin with, John. And then just leave that to on the skin side down until the skin crisps up. And then this mop, this is a really traditional sort of a barbecue thing in America. And they would have used a mop. So you would have had a mop that you would, you know, those kind of mops you had for your for your dishes, a mini one. And that was really, when you dip that into like a really vinegary solution and then pretty much mop that over if you were doing a big joint or a chicken. But this, it works really well on a smaller scale. So you could use just a pastry brush, preferably silicone.
So that's the mop then. So the mop is what you put into the sauce to brush it on.
No, it's not into a sauce. The mop is a thing on its own. So we've got the chicken. The chicken's on the pan now or on your barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And the mop is cider or apple juice and then apple cider vinegar and a bit of Worcestershire sauce, and then boil that up for about 10 minutes, and then you dip that in. So I've got another pan here with some going. Now, what I did was, and I saw this somewhere, I can't remember, and I thought this was a great idea. I think it was a barbecue event. And you know those wee spritz bottles you get for oil?
Uh-huh. Yes, the wee sprays.
So I had, yes, so I had one for, I'd used it for actually, you know when you're going away travelling, and it's a 100ml one, mm-hmm. and I actually had mouthwash in it. So it took quite a lot to get that minty freshness out of this, but I did manage, so I had to boil it. And then I'm just spraying that now, John.
Chicken thighs in a Listerine jus.
Yes, honestly, trust me, the Listerine's gone now. and then just keep, can you hear me spraying that?
Yeah.
And that, honestly, if you keep doing that and just keep after, you know, when you get the first layer of the chicken bread, you know, the chicken skin nice and crispy, give it a wee turn, lower the heat down, and then just give that, keep spritzing it. And you see, if you were doing pork as well, this mop works really well, and so does the spice rub. But you know, if you were doing a steak and you want it to keep it nice and moist, especially if you're using like a rump that didn't have a lot of fat on it, I would sometimes do that with malt vinegar and, you know, a wee bit of lager or IPA and your Worcester sauce. And, you know, if you're doing a bigger bit of beef, you know, sometimes you get a nice big massive bit of rump and put it onto your barbecue, and if you keep spritzing it with that, it's lovely, John.
That sounds
You'll
class.
Have the moistest chicken ever, honestly, yeah. Trust me.
Well, now the thing is, I have one of those wee spritz bottles out of the supermarket, but I think there's a wee blockage in the pipe somewhere, because whenever you go to spray it onto something, 70% of it goes exactly where you're spraying it, and there's 20% of it goes in your eye. Do you know what I mean? Because straight off at 90-degree angle, so it's a wee bit unreliable. No, but that sounds fantastic.
No, it's great. And then, so I've got a wee bit of the chicken here that's already done. So that's, and the thing is, John, is to keep it down on that skin side for as long as you can until it's nice and crispy. And then flip it over and then lower the heat a wee bit in your barbecue. Mm-hmm. Or if you're using coal, move it over to the side. And then keep spritzing and spritzing, or if you don't have one of those wee spritzers, just keep brushing it. And honestly, you know that thing that everybody says, look, the chicken's really dry in the barbecue, or you know everything dries up. This, I promise you, you will have the moistest, most beautiful chicken or pork or beef.
That's a great idea.
And then the wee sauce to go with it, and this is it's called an Alabama white barbecue sauce. So the base of this, which I have here, is just pretty much a cup of mayonnaise. So I have decent quality mayonnaise. And then if you just grate some garlic, a clove of garlic, really finely, and mix that in. I've got a wee bit of chilli here. And I'm just using just a wee bit of, like, a teaspoonful of really finely chopped red chilli, John. And then horseradish sauce, a good dump of it. And this is stuff you have in the fridge, isn't it? So it's not really... You know, it's nothing complicated here. Mm-hmm. Dijon mustard, or again, whatever kind of mustard you have in the fridge, you're just looking for that nice bit of heat. I'm just giving this all a good stir around. And then a couple of tablespoons of cider vinegar, and that'll water all down. And you get this lovely, you should try this evening, because it's just nice with everything. I had it last night with some chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just chips, dip them in it. See the horseradish, everything. It would go lovely with a steak, and I've made that sauce there now, John. That's it.
No time.
That's it. 30
and that's
seconds.
Mayonnaise, cider vinegar, Dijon mustard, red chilli, Worcester sauce,
Worcester sauce,
horseradish, and a clove of garlic. Grated clove of garlic.
Simple. What did it take? 20 seconds. Yeah. Nicest sauce. Honestly, quick, beautiful.
And that'll work with anything, with any meat or even veg
any
as well.
Any veg, chips.
Yeah, sounds
or mushrooms, John. Lovely with mushrooms.
Ah, Paula, you're breaking my heart here. You're absolutely breaking my heart. National Barbecue Week. If the
you
weather stays fine,
you would have really loved this.
Of course,
today.
I would have loved it.
I know you would have.
Barbecue chicken, boneless thighs, cider. All I'd get to do now is just read it out. Barbecue chicken thighs, cider mop, and Alabama white barbecue sauce. Not the same as eating it, but. Recipes on the website. The podcast will be there in the afternoon. I can't wait. I'm going to raid the fridge and see what there is to make that Alabama white barbecue sauce. Paula, thanks a million.
Oh, John,
great to
so
hear
much.
From you, and hopefully you see
too.
You soon.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.